Chapter 3, The Long Lost Friend. Jonathan headed towards home. As he walked, he passed thousands upon thousands of men and women from every generation. Some walked two by two, while others gathered in groups of 5 or 10, 50, and even hundreds. Some were working, some were playing, but all were enjoying the beauty of the kingdom, the great inheritance they had received. All the way home, Jonathan wondered who this special guest might be. After walking many, many miles, he turned the corner and his house came within view. There, sitting on the steps of his house, was a man dressed in a white robe. Jonathan could not make out the man's features from afar, but as he came closer, he noticed that there was something familiar about him. The man turned and noticed Jonathan walking toward him. He stood up and walked towards Jonathan. As the gap between them closed, each could tell from the other's expression that they were trying to figure out who the other was. Finally, recognition began to dawn on both of them simultaneously. "Jonathan?" the man said with an excited voice. "Chuck, is that you? Is it really you?" Jonathan responded in disbelief. Finally, confirmation set in and both our hearts seemed to dance with joy. As they reached each other, Jonathan's memories shot back to the old world, where they had been great friends. But circumstances had separated them. Flashes of their times together sprang from deep within him. Scenes of fishing on the Connecticut River, camping in Burlington, Vermont, Bible studies and family gatherings filled his mind. Jonathan felt a lump forming in his throat, and his eyes were becoming moist with tears of joy. Just seeing Chuck brought great excitement to his heart, and each could tell that the other felt the same way. The Lord said, "Jonathan, you have a special visitor that will make your heart leap." He was right. Just knowing that you are here and that our friendship is just beginning again brings great joy to my heart. I was very excited when the Lord said that he had someone special for me to meet. I was wondering who it might be. As I was walking here, I thought maybe the house would give some hint of who lived there. No hint was given, and I only began to recognize when we were face to face. When I finally knew that it was you, my heart rejoiced, Jonathan. You were a very, very dear friend to me. I have always treasured the memories we had together. Jonathan nodded his head in agreement and said, "We had many great times together in that old world. We used to talk about growing old together and enjoying each other's company. Those were our plans. But the Lord had better plans. I remember when we started drifting apart. I moved to another town and a different church, while you moved to another state. You settled in Pennsylvania, and I stayed in Massachusetts. The gap of a few hundred miles between us seemed more like a world apart." Chuck shook his head and said quietly, "That old world separated me from many of the people I loved. I'm sure many of our brothers and sisters felt a similar pain in their separation from their loved ones. Separation can be heart-wrenching. People move away, as in our case, but the worst separation was the deaths of the ones we loved. That was a very, very sad world we once lived in, with much pain to bear and sorrow to drink." Jonathan replied, "I have also seen something interesting in these times of separation. Our Lord always comforted us in our sorrows, oftentimes by bringing other people into our lives. What he takes away, he often gives back. And as he closes one door, he opens another. Many people came in and out of my life, and I developed a love for many of them. I see now that God has used these times to spread his love throughout the church and into a fallen world. We were like seeds that were scattered, but much grain can be produced. Wherever the church was scattered, Christ's love spread out to the multitudes. Chuck agreed wholeheartedly and said, "You're right. God had something much better in mind than what we could have ever planned. He took our little idea of growing old together and made it into a grand plan. We don't just have each other. We have a great multitude of loved ones that followed us right into the kingdom. We're not limited to a few years, but instead, we can enjoy each other's company for eternity. Here, distance doesn't matter. My home is in the northernmost part of the kingdom, 1,200 miles away from here by man's old measurements. The distance between us is now like a walk in the park." Jonathan laughed and said, "You know, I have always been a talker. I can go on and on. I didn't even think of inviting you in. Come on in and see what the Lord has done for me. We can sit down and continue our conversation inside." So Jonathan and Chuck walked up the stairs, stepped across a threshold, opened the door, and stepped into an eternal home. As Chuck stepped in, he noticed that the first room was rectangular in shape and large enough to hold 40 to 50 people comfortably. He looked to his left and saw six large arched windows overlooking the large cobblestone path that followed alongside the River of Life. His eyes caught the light as it reflected off the river and seemed to dance as it went through the windows. It colored the living room with shards of moving light. A warm, gentle breeze blew past him and carried with it the sweet smell of flowers. Lilacs, he thought. He continued to watch as the wind blew across the river, over the bushes, through the trees, and into the room. The smell of the flowers and the warm air continued to flow gently past him. Chuck then took in a deep breath. Slowly and effortlessly, he breathed out a long sigh of contentment. To the right was a large table with 12 chairs placed neatly around it. The table had two large woven baskets filled with various colored fruit, vegetables, and flowers that seemed to overflow onto the table. The left side of the room had two large tan arched couches facing each other, with a huge oval glass table in the middle. On each end of the sitting area were two large cushioned chairs with plenty of space for people to maneuver through. The walls of the room had a light blue tint. The floor was made of some heavenly exotic wood, and the grain swirled its way throughout the room. In one section, large colored stones were inlaid into the wood, forming a rectangular pattern, marking off a sitting area. Wow, the Lord knows how to build a home. What a beautiful place he has given you. It suits you. And I imagine it fits all the spiritual gifts that you have in the service to the king. Jonathan said, "He certainly made all our homes fit who we are and the ministries in which we serve. As you can see, my ministry is fellowship. I have so many opportunities to serve our Lord by serving the heirs of the kingdom who enter in." "So, who else lives here?" Chuck asked. "My earthly wife, my family, and all those I love and cherish in Christ are here, or very close by. I am so glad that what God has joined together, he is not separated. As you know, we are not married or given in marriage, but the Lord certainly did not separate us from the ones we loved. He did something far better, even beyond what our earthly minds would have or could have ever imagined or understood. Chuck smiled in agreement and replied, I have been welcomed into so many homes from every generation and culture. It is amazing how he has joined the entire heavenly kingdom together. We are all like different pieces of a wall interlocking together, built on a great foundation that has been raised up to become the heavenly kingdom. I notice how all our homes reflect our individual ministries and even reflect who we are. It is awesome how our individual personalities, our gifts and talents were carried into eternity and into our new heavenly homes. I am so glad he left the sin behind, Jonathan added while shaking his head. Jonathan turned and looked straight at Chuck. Grinning, he said, Guess what? I have a surprise for you. I was walking with the Lord a little while ago, and he blessed me by pouring out his words into my heart. He asked me to share them with you.
What did he say?
We talked about many things, but he asked me to tell you how he was involved in my early life behind the scenes. He told me to share this with you. Grab a seat, and I'll begin. They both walked into the living room and sat down. Chuck stretched out and waited for Jonathan to start the conversation. The Lord said he wanted to show me how much he was involved in my life, even from birth. He wanted me to understand how wide, long, high, and deep his love is for me and for all his people. Chuck added, The Lord has already shared so many things with me personally. He also used many saints and angels to share his blessings and to minister his grace to me in its various forms. I have truly been blessed beyond measure. Jonathan began, The Lord told me that he made the very first man, Adam. He then said that he made all mankind in every nation so that man would fill the whole world. He then determined the times, dates, and years set for them, and even the exact places where they should live. He said he did this so that men would seek him, perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he mentioned he was never far from each one of us. He looked directly into my eyes, put his right hand upon my shoulder, and said, Jonathan, I have chosen you before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in my sight. In my great love, I have chosen you and adopted you to be my beloved son. I did this for my own good pleasure and will. I, and I alone, did all this. I knitted you together in your mother's womb, and I created your innermost being. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I have always drawn you with the cords of loving kindness, for you were mine from the very beginning, and now I am yours for all of eternity. Chuck, to hear those words come from his mouth, it made my heart faint within me, and my soul seemed to burst with emotions. Oh, I wish I was there. He has said similar things to me, and I am sure he has said the same to all his beloved. You know what I hate? Those same wonderful words were made known to me in the old world, yet they did not affect me like they do here. I heard those same words written in his book, and oftentimes they fell on deaf ears. I knew and believed these truths, but my heart seemed grounded. I could not fly. It was as if my wings were clipped so that I could not soar on the heights. Jonathan got up and said, Let's go sit by the river and I'll finish you telling you everything. They both got up, and as the door was closing, Jonathan said, Do you think I should lock it? They laughed together as they headed down the stairs, across the street, and on to the park that followed the river. They followed a cobblestone path that gradually wound its way up a small hill. Upon reaching the summit, they found a spot overlooking the River of Life. They both sat down on the grass, which was soft to the touch, and had the smell of being freshly cut. They sat, enjoying the sound of the river and admiring the trees that scattered the landscape. In the far distance, a huge mountain range could be seen. It was known as Emmanuel's Range. As they looked across the river, they could see the outline of fruit trees with their branches bending to the ground because of the vast amount of fruit growing on them. They had a bird's eye view of the park and the city that stretched out in every direction as far as the eye could see. They looked down and watched hundreds of saints, angels, and cherubim enjoying each other's company. Some walked together on the cobblestone paths below, others gathered under the trees in the park, and some were walking down the streets of gold. They sat for a little while watching the river flow into the distance toward Emmanuel's Mountains. They were enjoying the bounty they received, their inheritance that was kept in heaven for them, the inheritance that could never perish, spoil, or fade. Jonathan was about to continue with his story when he heard footsteps behind him. As they turned, they saw their heavenly Father approaching them in the cool of the day.